Right now, time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. And, of course, Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, but joins us on a Monday morning. We take a look at stories that have been following and that have gone on. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Quite a weekend you had, huh?
But you know what? During the weekend, I found out that I've got such a lot of good friends, and my landlords are just the best. The Lampsons, they're just the best. And even Comcast came through. They were in early yesterday.
Oh, good.
And how about Eversource? Because a tree came down at my house, and at 11:30, I forget whether it was Friday or Saturday, but it happened. And it woke me up, and... what happened was a strange thing. The tree pulled the power cords and right off the house. But the common ground on that was disconnected. But something strange happened where the power kept coming into the house. And so I had like a 45-minute brownout, and it destroyed a lot of things. But because there was a smell of electrical in the air, they sent a crew out right away, and that crew was there within 25 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
And the hose company was there to mark things off. The state police were there right away. So everything worked out okay. Everything can be replaced that has to be replaced, and no pets or humans were harmed in this procedure.
That's the main thing. It's just that you have so much technology there.
Yeah, well, you know, I had, for some strange reason, I don't do this, I turned off completely my... because we were expecting a thunderstorm, my two computers, and I actually unplugged my two big-screen TVs. It's a good thing I did, otherwise I know I would have lost them as well.
Wow.
But anyways, enough about me. Enough about me. Some big stories in the Republican American this weekend.
Yes, lots of things going on. Of course, we had the big meeting at COG the other morning, which was taken up primarily, a good portion of it, by people concerned about Sharon Hospital and... the closing of the maternity ward primarily. And Dr. Herko, the president of Sharon, was there and went through his pretty much the same presentation he gave the other day. And people are concerned, worried about the distances and where people are going to go in emergencies. And, you know, you and I have been here long enough to know how critical that hospital is to this community.
It's interesting because... it's going to be interesting. When I hear people speak, Rick Cantelli, the president of the board, Maria Horn, they're all concerned, and it seems like because the board is so much different at the hospital nowadays that they take it as a fait accompli. I think the only thing that can possibly stop it is if the Council of Governments and other officials go to the state when they have those hearings and say, hey, listen, slow it down, let's not implement this or what. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be an ongoing thing, and they do have to get a certificate of need from the state, so that's a hurdle, and probably that's when people will talk. So it's a tough situation, and, you know, we do know they're losing money, but I don't know what the answer is. I certainly don't know. And yeah, as a former board member of the hospital, it's, of course, I find it disturbing, but, again, don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
Busy weekend. We had the wagon run up in Cornwall on Saturday with 165 entrance, 62 of them with dogs, and so it was a beautiful day, fortunately, and Cornwall seems to be the center of canines lately. We had the Mutt Show and now this, and all for the benefit of Little Guild, and it was quite the thing. Also in Cornwall that day, they had the Newcomers Tea. It was incredible how crowded it was. Well, we know more people are moving to the area since COVID, and they had a full house and a lot of people explaining about the town and welcoming the newcomers. And yesterday, I know you did a story, an interview with Nick DeFotis, who's
yep,
running in Cornwall. I got up there to talk to him at his meet and greet yesterday. He is running as the Republican-endorsed candidate. He beat out incumbent Priscilla Pavel, who is running as a petitioning candidate, and that's about the most interesting race in the region at this point. We don't have any races in the top for except in, here in Kent. But that's been a real source of discussion in Cornwall.
And, of course, North Canaan is still looking to fill the Region 1 board seat.
Yeah, right. And I understand their social service director has resigned, too. So the board is going to be having to look at find people. Or the boards and commissions are going to have to be looking for replacements.
The story that shocked me in the Republican American was about the guy from Salisbury who put cameras. I mean, it's just...
That's
shocking.
Creepy.
That's a better word, creepy. Yeah.
Really creepy. So, looking ahead to tonight, we have Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen in Falls Village. Yep. That was put off a week because of the holiday. Tomorrow night is Cornwall Board of Selectmen. And on Wednesday, there's the Cornwall Housing Forum. And that should be quite interesting. You know, the there's been so much talk about affordable housing and housing, the regulations for home businesses. So I would assume, as with all Cornwall meetings, it will be well attended and there'll be lots of discussion. This is going to be interesting. On Saturday, the Salisbury Association exhibit is going to have feature 19 Salisbury women from 3 to 5 at the Academy Building, and I'm looking forward to seeing which women will be highlighted. That should be kind of interesting.
Now, this week is going to be a busy week. I want to, hang on a second here. Let me bring this up because my memory would fade. For flu shots. The flu vaccine. There's going to be 3 of them this week.
Yep.
One at the Lakeville Town Grove tomorrow from 12 till 2. Another one at the Sharon Pharmacy on Thursday from 9:30 to 11:30. And then on Thursday at the Salisbury VNA, that will run from 1 till 3 o'clock.
So that is great that there's going to be so many places to go.
And they will have the regular flu shot, the super flu shot for people 65 and older, and they accept insurance. And it's real nice to pack it, 3 of them all in the same week.
Yep. And the other thing that's been great is the COVID shots that are given at the high school. Wow. I mean, the first time you had to really sign up through VAMS, and there was confusion. And now those who need injections or the booster for Pfizer at this point can just walk in.
There's one more Friday left.
Friday, the 29th, 3 to 7 at the high school. And we've done it, and I would highly recommend it to anybody who's having trouble getting on through any other sources. It was great, and it was Old Home Week. Met everybody, everybody was chatting, and it was great. It was terrific. I would highly recommend it.
And I think, I'm not sure, but I think there's one coming up in North Canaan. I'm trying to remember whether it's flu or whether it's not flu. So
there've been so many.
Okay, it's a vaccination clinic. This is a vaccination clinic. COVID-19 vaccinations, November 2nd from 2 until 6, the Falls Village Emergency Center.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's
terrific.
November 2nd.
So no excuses for not getting it. They made it very easy. So there is a fall festival event in Canaan this coming Saturday. A lot of things for kids and being put on by the North Canaan Events Committee. And
there's also a free health clinic going on at Gear Village on Friday.
Ah, yeah. Okay. So lots of things going on still while the weather is still good. So get it, and the weather was fabulous this weekend. So I encourage people to get out and take advantage of everything.
All right there, Ruth.
All right, Marshall. I hope you have a better week.
I hope so, too.
And we will talk.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find Ruth's stories at rep-am.com and, of course, in the paper.